Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
Good day and welcome to The Last Word here at CKVI FM Educational Radio here in Kingston, Ontario. Today in the program, we were lucky enough to sit down with an amazing band based out of Kingston, Ottawa, called Les Solilac, and they are a three-piece indie folk rock band, and we were very fortunate to have them to come to the school in which our radio station is based, and they put on an amazing live performance in our auditorium, and again, we were lucky enough to be able to record that. And we were also fortunate enough to have the band themselves sit down with our host, Pat Tallon, to talk about their experiences working in the Canadian music scene. And so stay tuned, and thank you so much for being here.
Following their awesome performance in the auditorium, I sat down with them and they gave some really neat information about life as musicians, what it's like touring, and the process of making music. Before we begin, I will be playing one of their newest tracks called Lucille. This will give you guys a taste of what you'll hear during the show. Hope you guys enjoy.
Comment vite on va appris à ne pas bouger. Les rumeurs courent comme des contes qui nous ont fait les leçons. Comment s'égarer? Chaque nuit, mais c'est elle qu'ils ont choisi pour toi. Moi je suis les mêmes sentiers
jusqu'à l'orée des bois
où tu m'as brûlé. On vivra dans les cendres. Montre-moi comment ils t'ont appris à tenir ta langue. Quand ton visage tombe dans l'ombre, oh, quand tu partiras en cri. Chaque sa défaite, tu peux te réjouir, mais moi je veux brûler. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. Brûler, yeah, 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 yeah. Et si ces arbres ils tombent,
sans colle des racines.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
welcome. My name is Patrick, and today with me I have a band from Kingston and Ottawa called Les Sully-Luck. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So how about you guys go through and tell us what you do in the band, Erica?
Okay. So I'm, yeah, Erica. I'm the lead singer.
And Max?
I sing, and I also play guitar in the band.
And Heinz. Or Heiner.
I do accordion and piano, some back vocals.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you guys just finished your concert in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. The crowd was pretty receptive.
Yeah.
They were great.
It was a fun crowd.
What do you guys think of that?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I think they were pretty energetic. They were giving the energy back to us. So that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The clapping was pretty good. I found sometimes when they were clapping, it just seemed like there wasn't a lot of rhythm to it. I have some questions for you guys. Some basic ones, more specific ones. I guess, where did you guys get your start?
Actually, we kind of came together because of this experience called Rond-Point. It's like
an artist residence.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's to help you kickstart your career in French in Ontario as musicians. And so I kind of brought these guys together. I know Heinrich from university, and Erica is girlfriend.
Stranger.
Well, yeah, a stranger.
Yeah.
So anyway, I it was kind of the natural thing to do to bring these guys together and start playing our songs. At first, it was just my songs, really, and then after that, we started working on everybody's.
Did you guys start with covers and then move into like your own writing, or
no?
We went straight to your own songs? Originals. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. And what university did you guys go to?
Ottawa. Yeah.
Ottawa, you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to Queens.
Queens, cool. Mm-hmm. From here. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. How did you guys come up with the band name?
Do you want to try that one?
So Sully-Luck, it's like just for the definition of the word, it's like an internal monologue that you say out loud. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of figured that a lot of our songs, when we write them, it's kind of like, I don't know, internal monologues
internal discourse that we have. Like, kind of, you know, when you think a lot, think a lot about many subjects at night, or, you know, when you really start to think in your mind, that's pretty much what it's about.
Especially when you have regrets, you know, like you think, you're like, I wish I would have said that in that moment. And then you start replaying it in your head, but it's not really happening, you know.
It happens a lot, I find, with arguments. You have a really good argument with someone, and then you're walking down the street later.
Then you're in the shower.
Yeah.
For like 20 minutes, you're just like, I'm in the shower just like thinking about this argument that will never happen again.
I should have said this comeback instead of that one. Yeah. It happens a lot. All right. This is kind of a basic one. What is it about music that you love? It's like a really easy question to make up, but it's a hard one to answer.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's not that basic at all.
No. It's the worst question.
I guess it's just that it grabs you to your soul. That's what dragged me into it. I had played guitar before, but until I'd heard blues music, that's really what kind of dragged me into it. And I keep finding things to replace that feeling that I had with the blues, you know? So as time goes on, I guess that fades for one style and then another one takes over, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's it for me. It's how it really speaks to you.
Yeah. And I guess that's the beauty of music, is there's so many genres. So if you get bored of one, there are like millions of others. And the thing with genres, the genres themselves, like when I have shows, I don't like to give it a genre. Like it's hard to say this is a rock show, because rock today might not be rock 5 years ago, right? So it's pretty hard. And I guess it's something that, regardless of the lyrics or just anything about it, sometimes just the sound can just speak to you, like you said. So
yeah.
What about you?
I think I like the experience of songwriting. I like that it's a safe space that becomes vulnerable when you share it with other people. You know, it's a weird experience, but I love being in that space. Mm.
Yeah, personally, I really like the idea of playing with people. I like the idea of giving a show. I find like music is also just watching a show. I find it therapeutical.
Yeah,
it's very like, you know, it kind of relieves a lot of stress just going there. It's kind of really soothing, even though it could be heavy metal.
Yeah,
I still find it soothing.
Yeah,
it still, like, true, feels good for the soul, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like going on any show, just kind of seeing them, not focusing on yourself, but focusing on how they're doing that.
Yeah, the energy,
how they play together, how one person kind of stepped off and did their own thing, but how it meshed together really well. I totally see that. Yeah, so I guess that kind of goes into my next question, which is, Do you guys do the music first and the lyrics? Do you guys write your own lyrics? Where does that come from? Do you do it kind of like you improvise or?
Oh, it's so mixed depends. Up random? Depending on depends. Who it is.
Yeah, we're going to give you the answer you don't want to hear is that it really depends.
No, that's good.
But I don't know. For the most part, I think so far it's been that I've had music already kind of lined up, and when a text comes along that kind of fits, we put them together. But
kind of funny.
It can work anyway, really.
Mm-hmm. I really usually do the opposite. I usually write, and then I will make the music. And like usually, I had a job in a bingo hall, and it was so boring. So little to
a
do.
Bingo hall?
Yes. I was calling the numbers, so I had pretty much like 12 seconds in between each ball to write like a line, just like, okay, write this one. Okay. And then B12, B12s, and start another line. Yeah.
Do you find lyrics come to, or good lyrics come to you at a bad time? When like you don't have a pen, kind of like you see something cool and you don't have a camera?
I drove from Mallorytown to here singing the same line over and over, so I wouldn't forget it.
When like you have a pen and you have a piece of paper, nothing comes to you, but if you're doing something like fast, like bingo, calling numbers, then something's gonna pop in your head. So who writes the majority of the lyrics?
Heinrich.
I do.
Oh. It started out with Max, but now it's mainly Heinz. I have
to be useful for something.
And then you guys kind of like, he'll show you and you guys kind of like incorporate, we could do this with the
guitar
and the singing.
Like rework the text too. They bring with like, they bring really cool riffs and then we kind of work them out together. So
I often go up to them and I have a song that I've kind of figured out, but it's not, because I play the guitar, but I'm not like I'm not like Max. So I'm like, figure this out. And then he does it and that's how it turns into a song. So
That's pretty neat. Nice. It's fun when it's like more collaborative and not just, because I have some friends in bands are like, he writes all the songs and then he gives us the music and we just play. It's like when it's a collaborative experience and you can write the some lyrics and you can add stuff and you can bring in some guitar stuff, a bunch of stuff. It's some good stuff. So have you guys done much touring recently?
No, not touring per se, but we've had shows out of town. Because we're not based out of one town, any show's almost like a tour, because we have to get somewhere.
We're always on the road.
Either Ottawa comes here or we go there.
So like home for you could be the road for the other two or stuff like that, right?
Exactly.
So you guys are from, Erica, you're from Kingston, Brockville.
Yeah.
But I guess you're saying Kingston. Well, you were born in Brockville.
We're not going to go that far, but I spent most of my life in Brockville. That's where I grew up.
Queens for university. Okay. So all over the place. That's pretty neat how like a lot of bands, people are from just kind of like the same area. So what do you guys feel together as a band has been the most difficult thing? And I know someone said something about a wedding coming up. Is there like wedding planning before the show, like backstage? Maybe we should have this person come or.
No, we don't really let that get in the way. I don't think.
Yeah, we try not to.
I totally feel like a third wheel. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Sorry. Like just to say, I'm going to say it on the radio. No. Actually, I think it's wonderful. I think
it's
great.
You would know, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would know.
I mean, you would know if it, like, gets in the way, you know? Or
you would know if you were
it's never been the case. They're really cool about it, and it's pretty nice. I think, honestly, it's just the hardest, I don't know, practicing for a long period of time. I think it's tedious.
Yeah.
And
that's with anything.
Yeah, or driving a lot. You know, there's a lot of driving involved.
I guess that'd be the
Ottawa, Kingston. Ottawa, Kingston, Kingston, Ottawa.
I think big practices, because we can't see each other just on a whim, you know? Like
right.
We can't Tuesday night, let's practice this. It has to be, you have to be worth it. So
we're tired, but we have to go through it pretty much because we won't be able to practice during the rest of the week.
Okay. Okay, so the relationship doesn't interfere.
No,
I hope not. I mean, obviously we bicker, but it's like,
I know
I'll
Max
bicker
loves
with
you more
too.
Anyway. So.
Actually, yeah.
What did you say?
I missed that. Gave you a bit of the death there.
Oh.
All right. Well, on a more positive note, what's the best part of being together, working together, aside from playing, I guess?
Well, I got two of my best friends right here. I mean, it's not. What more could you ask for? And I'm doing what I like, really.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it's not like a full-time job right now or anything, and I don't know if it ever will, but it'd be nice. But at least I get to do it, you know? I think that's the best part, is really just making music with people you like and getting it out there.
Yeah.
I couldn't say it better. You're great.
Mm-hmm. You're amazing. You're amazing. Yeah, that's kind of like the way to, I guess when it comes down to it, if you have the vision of being a big band, sometimes it's just really, really nice to just play music, you know, regardless of anything, just because you guys are together
You guys are best friends and just kind of doing what you love. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Where does your kind of influences, where does the songwriting inspiration come from? Anything? Do you just kind of write whatever you feel? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I never limit myself to any idea personally, though it can be a lot of things. I mean, I wrote some songs during some election times and I was like, oh, yeah. And but I didn't write anything politic, though. It's just the ambience of the tense thing. And then I kind of felt
your mind going.
Yeah. And I was like, geesh. Where like things could go in different ways so badly, like yeah. Oh my god, it's like a stressful experience somehow, but exciting at the same time. Yeah. So then it kind of gets my brain working, and like, and that's actually how I wrote Meteo, the song, but it has nothing to do with politics on its own.
Mm-hmm. So. That's neat. It gets you thinking, you know, this orange man on the television, what's he doing? Yeah. And then you get angry, so maybe you write some more aggressive lyrics. I don't know, but it's nothing really, not much to do with Donald Trump at all. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I guess musically too, like we're three very different people, so
yeah,
it's kind of strange how it comes together. Anyway, I know that
blues.
Yeah, I'm a blues guy. Heinrich's more of a
metalhead.
Yeah,
metal. Nice. Yeah,
I'm pop.
Pop. Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. That's like three.
Yeah.
Polar opposite.
Exactly.
Everything. So we have blues, pop, and metal to turn into indie folk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folk. I guess that.
And we met in a classical music course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we studied for. So it's really eclectic, I guess.
So a metalhead studied classical music?
Dude, it's the best thing. Like, is it? Metal is so based off classical. I didn't realize until I did some classical studies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were saying metal music, listening to heavy stuff, can actually make you calmer as a person over time.
Yeah, there's I heard that in like on Mansers. I'm not sure how like how much you can trust this information, but apparently this is a really good music to get frustration out, but I mean, I don't feel as frustrated as when I was in teen. Right. So now I like folk music more.
So metal, pop, and blues. That was very, very diverse. That's pretty awesome, actually. So is the whole indie folk thing, is that self-assigned? I know that's what it says on your website. Or is that what people say, oh, well, you guys are very indie-like? Or do you guys kind of say, I think we're an indie band? Because like I said, genres are pretty hard.
We spent a lot of time trying to figure out what it was. It was so hard, especially that residency that we did at Hall Point. We had to figure out all this stuff and what we wanted to look like. And
they
what
told
the sound
us we need a tagline, like as a real a genre. They told us we needed something to tell people because we're kind of like you. We don't like to...
It's hard, especially with the way music has evolved.
Mm. Exactly. I mean,
bands from the 70s that are considered, or late 60s even, that are considered classic rock or just hard rock sound like acoustic stuff now compared to the rock that's coming out now. So it is really, really, really hard to self-assign a genre. I think it's hard. It's probably easier to look at another band and be like, oh, that's rock. But when it's your own band and that label's going to define what you are as a band, it's probably pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
And we did do that, though. We did look at other bands and read their descriptions to see. Some of them had ridiculous descriptions. I'm just...
Fleet Foxes apparently is Baroque something, neo-Baroque or something.
Neo-progressive Baroque.
Yeah, they had a really cool genre for...
So some band has like very wacky things. So and we weren't like, that we went and like, okay, so what are we going to be?
Yeah.
And like, we went like indie. Yeah, let's go indie because indie is so like overwhelmingly everything. That is the easy one.
It's pretty, you can...
We have an accordion. Let's make it folk.
Let's make it folk. Yeah, yeah.
Then we add like...
Anirich.
That'd be like what, dreamily?
Yeah, it's like dreamy.
Like dreamy indie folk. That's what we came up with because we're like Soliloque. It's kind of like this dreamy thing. So
more like a
that
dreamer, works. Actually. Like dreamer, dreamy.
It defines more what we are as a band than our music, I think.
Yeah,
at this point,
it's like, a bit of both. Yeah. Eh? That's good though, because like sometimes if you're looking through Spotify or iTunes and there's that one band that's like progressive rock, psychedelic pop, indie, funk, everything, and it's just like a list of okay, we got to figure out, you got to combine that into one genre. Speaking of the accordion, I was watching you. You're the accordion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
You're really watching him?
Yeah. It's kind of an obscure instrument. And we don't really see it a lot, especially now, what people listen to. It's not a lot of accordion.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to incorporate that instrument? Like I said, it's not seen a lot into this band.
Well, not what I decided, what Max decided. Yeah. He basically, like, you play the accordion. Not really. First, I don't really play the accordion. I have one. And he's like, yeah, well, come, like, let's make a thing. And yeah. So I kind of learned on the fly there. And it was a really cool experience. I mean, though it's true that it's a very obscure instrument in the sense that people also don't hear it a lot or think it's a very polka thing. I think three people today came like, do you play polka?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea to play. I don't know. I couldn't play that.
Yeah.
Or like, I know of waltz. That's probably the closest I know on the accordion.
Yeah.
I kind of really tried to make it part of to Nisselila, kind of the sound that goes with them. So the technique is quite different, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I wanted something a bit different. I wanted, like, I thought of having a violin or something like that.
Yeah.
I thought of a bunch of things, but that was, first of all, the easiest thing, because I know him pretty well.
Yeah.
And I knew he had one, the only person I know that owns an accordion. So, yeah, that's why he's in there.
That's why he's in the band.
Yeah. Just the one accordion player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a lot easier than violin. I've tried to play the violin. It's not an easy thing to do.
Oh,
so,
no.
And it's not that, doesn't look that comfortable either. Mm-hmm. So the accordion, you're just kind of like playing around.
Accordion's actually a little uncomfortable, to be honest.
Is it?
Yeah. But the thing is, personally, it might just be a problem with me because it's hard to find an accordion teacher nowadays. So I couldn't find a teacher. So I wish I could have a teacher that could show me this is how you hold the instrument. But right. I find it kind of a big, awkward box to hold sometimes. And it's heavier than it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that's.
Is there some sentimental value there? Because I remember when I first met you guys, I said, be careful with the accordion box because it's like really, really, really special to you guys.
It's falling apart too.
So. Okay.
It's falling apart, but also on the board, there's a message of the girl that I was a very good friend with at the time. She left me this message. So first, if you drop the accordion box, the instrument is kind of ruined. And if you scratch it everywhere, I lose this message, which I hold on to dearly.
So, oh, okay. That's very good. Now you're never going to.
Yeah, I actually think of like just ripping out the whole thing around and just like keep it as a keepsake because it's starting to, as we like play more and more shows, mm-hmm. there is this bit more scratch here and there, and I really don't want it to lose the message on it.
Right. So, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as a French Canadian band in Ontario, do you guys see that as a disadvantage or an advantage to you guys as like in gaining exposure and stuff like that? Because in a way, Miss McDonald, who told me about this, said, talk to you guys because you are French, you can do a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that's pretty good exposure. But do you find that English being the more prominent language, does it kind of work against you guys being a French band?
I'd say the opposite, actually.
Yeah,
it's an advantage. It's an advantage once people know who you are, you know, because if they don't know that you exist, then nobody's going to think of you for gigs if they're, you know, again, looking for French music.
It's a very small community, right?
Yeah.
In a sense that it's, they say there's like 500,000 or so Francophones in Ontario, but the actual art scene, the actual world of like music itself is pretty contained. So we know a lot of people and everybody knows a lot of each other. So it kind of works pretty well on that side.
It's easier to get the opportunities too because there aren't as many musicians and as many people trying to push for the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not oversaturated.
There's not a lot of, okay.
Yeah, and so you do get more help too, like, I don't know if it's easier to get grants, but you get your own category for sure. So in that category, it's, I guess, just as hard, but there's less people applying then again.
I personally had two Anglophones band that we pushed pretty hard with back in the day, and we never got a grant.
I guess it's more popular, I guess. I never really think
about
that.
But like, there's a lot more to compete for it, right? So personally, I think it works pretty well for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we all do we all have English projects. It's just, we also have this to do something different.
I think that if we stayed in Kingston, it would be a problem if we were just a Francophone band.
Yeah, but you guys move around a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Good, so you just have to move around. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't really have a choice either because the French market is very scattered. So that's no matter where you live, you're going to have to drive 200 clicks before your next gig.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yep.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So Erica, you released your first single from the EP Strangers Know, right?
Yeah.
And you're also consistently hosting the open mic night at Musiki.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any tips for any young aspiring musicians?
Get all the help you can get. take it.
Collaborations.
Yeah.
You know? Don't burn bridges for sure.
Yeah. In other media too, you know, like we did a collaboration with a dancer. It just be open to lots of possibilities and not narrow minded, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fun road, but it's a hard one to sense. Put the effort in and don't be afraid to really put your heart and soul into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. As long as you enjoy it, that's pretty important. And you guys all seem to be having a lot of fun doing it. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We love it. Like, we don't mind spending all our free time on this. That's pretty much what we do. Somebody asked me, do you have hobbies? And I was like, well, this is kind of what I do.
Yeah. You see me up on the stage 5 minutes ago? That's what I do. Yeah. All right. I got some questions from my cave people, my other classmates, just kind of like some fun ones. What are your favorite superheroes?
Oh, man. I know this is not original at all, but...
Superman?
I did like Wolverine a lot. No, I was always into X-Men when I was a kid, so I guess, yeah.
Did you see Logan?
No.
You should go see Logan. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Yeah. There's also Daredevil, because my dad had all the old
comic books.
Right. And, I guess I started reading through them, so I guess I like that too.
Yeah. I never got into superheroes. I remember this green girl. Is it Ivy who had some poison ivy, maybe?
Poison Ivy?
She's a villain, though.
I liked her, though. I thought she was cool. She's pretty cool. So I guess she's not a superhero, but yeah.
Mine's like a very anti-hero. It's actually pretty recent. I would go with Deadpool.
Deadpool? Mm.
Deadpool's
pretty awesome.
I mean, if I could chop my hand and grow it like he did, I'd probably just do it to see what it looks like.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. Just see what it looked like or see how it felt? Or
well, kinda... he just had this superpower. I mean, like, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
You just can't die.
Yeah.
I mean, I will stop there.
Yeah. So, Erica, Max, and Heinz, thank you very, very much for taking the time to do this with me today. I really appreciate it. To conclude this interview, we are going to play one of your other songs that you play live here at the auditorium.
Comme l'écorce qui s'arrache, je perds ma carapace avec mon cœur qui se détache et mes souvenirs qui s'effacent. Je suis l'éternel vagabond qui veut larguer son enclume. Je souhaite partir pour de bon, loin de mes amertumes. Et pourtant la vie me ramène au point de départ. Et pourtant, les saisons passent et reviennent, tel un doux cauchemar. Quand est-ce que je vais pouvoir me réveiller sans avoir à croire?
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, the National Camps and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and The Station. To learn more about the RBF series and the National RBF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RBF.